Another interesting shaila that came my way recently was with regards to the mitzvah of marker. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to put up a marker, a fence around your roof, so that nobody falls off and injures themselves, or even worse. And there are lots of details in this halacha, but primarily it only applies to a flat roof that people use. It doesn't apply to the types of sloping roofs that we generally have on our houses in this country. So you might think that actually it doesn't have any application to our lives, but in fact that's not true. Certainly if you've got a balcony, then the din of marker applies. And even more commonly, it applies if you've got a staircase in your house. You need to make sure that there's a railing along the side so that nobody falls down, and also some sort of railing on the landing also, so that people don't just fall from one level to another. And that's the din of marker. So the specific question that came up was to do with the bracha. If you're doing work on your house and you're constructing, say, a new balcony or a new staircase, do you need to say a bracha when you put up the fence or the railing? And the answer to that question is actually quite straightforward. The Rambam in Hilchot Brachot, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chet, says that the bracha is Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot Tav, V'Tzivanu La'asot Marker. And there are a few Sidurim, specifically the Sidurim at Yisrael, maybe others as well, that's included in their list of brachot. But the next question is, when do you say the bracha? Should you say it when you start fixing the railings? But if that's the case, then it might take a couple of days to get the marker in place. And is that going to matter? So Rav Vosner has a tshuva on the subject in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalad, Simon Reish Kafchet, where he passes like the Chatam Sofer and says to say the bracha right at the very end, just before you bang in the final post, or just before you tighten the final screw. Why? Because until that point, it isn't actually a marker. It would just be some wood or metal sort of surrounding the area, but not actually complete enough or strong enough to do the job. And therefore, he thinks that you say the bracha just before you finally turn it into a marker. The Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvat V'Hanagot Chelek Bet Sim Tavshin Kaf Hei, he also says to say the bracha just before the very end of the construction of the marker, and he gives an additional reason why. He says because of the problem of Hesech Hadat, meaning being distracted from the mitzvah that you're doing. Once you've said the bracha, he says you need to be focused on the mitzvah without any interruptions until you've finished it. And that would be very difficult with something that can take quite a while to do. But therefore, he says it's better to leave the bracha till almost the end. And then he explains why this is different to other mitzvot such as bedikat chametz, where we do say the bracha at the beginning of the mitzvah, even though it can be quite a protracted process. Another point that Rav Moshe Sternbach flags up is the question of the builder. And he points out that if the builder's non-Jewish, then you wouldn't be able to say a bracha at all. And so there's something of a hiddur that the Jewish Baal HaBayit should finish off the work so that he can say the bracha. Not a non-Jewish builder, you should bang in the final post or tighten the final screw, turning it into a marker. What if it's a Jewish worker, though? So then it would seem to depend on whether the builder's got the status of a shaliach, in which case he's acting on behalf of the Baal HaBayit, and in which case he would say the bracha, or whether he's got the status of a poel, in which case he's like an extension of the Baal HaBayit, and therefore the Baal HaBayit himself, or herself, would say the bracha. The other important observation that Rav Moshe Sternbach makes is that in some cases, when a person's building a house or a flat, nobody lives in it yet. And in that case, he says that putting up the marker is only hechsher mitzvah. It's only doing the groundwork for a mitzvah, in which case you wouldn't say a bracha anyhow, because you only say a bracha if you're actually doing a mitzvah. So in that case, it doesn't matter, even if the workers aren't Jewish, because you're not going to be able to say a bracha anyhow. Adkan.